Yes, Tyrone have made it 4 wins in the trot with a 7-point win over Galway, but it's not enough as Mayo got the better of Monaghan and Castlebar, so Tyrone failed to make the league final. It was Peter Hart who edged Tyrone in front from a free early on, but David Winter forward to help set up a score for Johnny Heaney, and Shane Walsh sent Galway into a 3-1 lead. The home side playing into a strong wind responded with scores from Peter Hart and Michael Cassidy. But in the 17th minute, the tribesmen struck for a goal. Anton O'Lee sent in a tantalising delivery, and Danny Cummings rose above the reach of Ronan McNamee to punch to the net. The Red Hand struggled to break down the Galway defence, but in the final 10 minutes of the half, Galway pushed up on Niall Morgan's kickouts to devastating effect, outscoring their opponents by 6-1 in those closing stages. Walsh, Michael Daly, Gareth Bradshaw and Johnny Heaney all on target for a 1-11-7 interval lead. But in the second half, Galway decided to defend their lead and retreated deep into their own half, but it turned sour for them as Tyrone hit 2 goals and 2 points in the opening 10 minutes. Sean Andy O'Kelly conceded a penalty, and Peter Hart slotted the kick to the net, and a defensive disaster saw Matty Donnelly presented with an open goal, and he soccer-style stroked to the net from 25 metres. Now Galway had to come out of their defensive shell, not just to chase the game but to avert the possibility of further damage, and they just couldn't break down Tyrone and managed just 3 points in the second half. They played the final 20 minutes with 14 players, with Owen Kieran's return from the sin bin coinciding with Gary O'Donnell's departure on a second booking, and the home side finished off the job with a third goal in stoppage time from substitute Conall McCann. Final score, Tyrone 3-15, Galway 1-14.